Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I want the NFL to change its overtime rule. I thought about it for a while yesterday, and I want the NFL to change its overtime rule. And I think there will be significant discussion about changing the overtime rule, at the very least for postseason games, if not for both postseason and regular season games. Before I get to the reasons why, and before I get to your calls at 301-230-0980, or BetQL listener lines are open. What do you want to see done with the NFL overtime rules? I found this during the break, and I had not seen this. You know, we talked about the Chiefs' proposal after the 2018 season. We've talked about the Ravens' proposal. In 2020, the Eagles made a proposal. I had not seen this particular proposal on overtime. They wanted that at the end of regulation playing time in a tie game, whichever team had scored more touchdowns during regulation will have the same options as the team that wins the toss. If the teams have an equal number of touchdowns, the referee shall immediately toss a coin at the center of the field per you know, the way it's done now. Can you imagine that the overtime decision on whether to take the ball or kick off is based on a stat? I mean, a scoring stat. Which team scored the most touchdowns during the game? And essentially what they thought is it would reward the team that was more aggressive offensively during the actual regular regulation portion of the game. I just don't see a team, quite honestly, changing their in-game strategy for the possibility and the long shot possibility that the game might go to overtime. That rule was shot down. You know, the history of overtime, by the way, 1974. Before 1974, the NFL had ties. And then beginning in 1974, that was the first year of overtime, and it was a sudden death. It was a 15-minute period, but it was the first team to score. Anyway, and that rule stood until 2010, when they changed the rule for the postseason to what we have right now, which is you were forced to score a touchdown on your opening drive for the game to end. If not the other team, if you just kicked a field goal, the other team would get a possession. And then that rule was then adopted for the regular season in 2012. So we've been playing basically with this rule. Now, it was tweaked in 2014, where the overtime period in the regular season went from 15 to 10 minutes. But basically, for about 9 years, we've been playing with you got to score a touchdown to end the game on your first possession in the regular season with a 10-minute overtime and in the postseason with a 15-minute overtime. In the regular season, a game ends in a tie if you're still tied at the end of 10 minutes. And in the postseason, if you're still tied at the end of 15 minutes, you go to a second 15-minute overtime period. So I thought about a couple of things. Number one, and I get deep into the weeds on a lot of these things. My history on this is I didn't want a change back when it was just a field goal that ended overtime. Because the numbers back then were the narrative did not fit the actual numbers themselves. The coin toss winner in overtime, before they went to requiring a touchdown to win it, the coin toss winner won 50.1% of the games. The coin flip was actually a coin flip on who won the game. You know, it did matter. It didn't matter who won the coin toss. It was a 50-50 proposition in terms of if you lost the coin flip, you won 49.9% of the games. And if you won the coin flip, you won 50.1% of the games, which I always felt was really interesting. But I do and have much preferred the changes that the NFL has made over the last 10 years, you know, the last 9 years in the regular season, because we have a different game in which kickers are now kicking 55, 58, 60-yard field goals on much better turf and more indoor stadiums, etc., than we did, you know, prior to 2010. It's just, it's a different kicking game now. And to start at your own 25-yard line and theoretically only need, you know, roughly 35 yards for a field goal attempt, you know, to get to the 40, you know, other team's 40-yard line, and now you're in your 57-yard field goal range, that just didn't seem very fair for the game to end. The NFL has always balanced sort of competitive fairness with safety in their overtime discussions, which is why, by the way, they reduced the regular season rule from a 15-minute overtime for the first few years to a 10-minute overtime 2 or 3 years into the new rule. I thought that was kind of silly because I actually think it takes some of the competitive fairness out of it. I think in the regular season, in a 10-minute overtime, the problem with that is, and you know, look, the answer to any of this, if you disagree with changing the overtime rule, is just stop them, you know, or at the end of regulation, go for two if you had that opportunity to win the game. But really, it's stop them. You know, if you don't like the rule and you didn't win the coin toss, stop them. Be better on defense. But what we see and what we've seen in the overtimes in the postseason in particular is that overwhelmingly of the 11 postseason games since the new rules went into place, the team that won the coin toss have won 10 of the 11 games. That's a big, big sort of swayer for me. And I think the reason, again, is you're not including bad teams with bad quarterbacks in the overtime data. So at the very least, maybe more consideration should be given to a change for playoff games. But back to why I hate the 10-minute overtime in the regular season is that it was done for safety when, in fact, 80% plus of the overtime games never went beyond 10 minutes anyway. They ended before 10 minutes. So you were talking about a minuscule number of games of more than 10 minutes of overtime play that may have put the players at greater safety risk. But I think that from a competitive standpoint, 10 minutes versus 15 minutes is that the team that wins the coin toss could go on, you know, a 7-minute drive and then bog down in the red zone and be held to a field goal. And then the other team gets the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go. And at that point, their chances of winning the game aren't the same. Again, the answer would be, well, then stop them. Don't let the other team go on a 7-minute drive. I get it. But to me, it would be more fair if that team then had ample opportunity with plenty of time left on the clock to conduct a normal drive to win the game rather than a 2-minute style drive to win the game or to tie the game. That's why I've been against the 10-minute overtime in the regular season and been for the 15-minute overtime. But let's move to the bigger change. I'm in favor now of a 15-minute overtime that's played out in the regular season and in the playoffs. Now, what I'm suggesting, I do not think will happen in the regular season. I just don't think it will. I think safety is too much of an issue. And to guarantee now that players and teams and games that go to overtime are going to play a full extra quarter, that's going to be a major safety concern to the league and to the players' union. So I don't think that would happen. I think the regular season rule could change to just a 10-minute overtime period, and at the end of 10 minutes, whatever the score is. But again, I think there's a competitive disadvantage there, too, potentially. But for the postseason, play a 15-minute overtime to its completion, and whatever the score is at the end of that overtime is the final score. If somebody scores 3 touchdowns, a game that went to overtime at 28-28, and they win 49-28. But the other team is still fighting there with a minute 30 to go, trying to get a touchdown and an onside kick, etc. Play it out. Play football. 15 minutes. And wherever it lands, it lands. Now, in the postseason, if it's tied, then you go to a second 15-minute overtime. And if you then want to say, wow, there are major safety issues now if we go to a second 15-minute overtime, then maybe you can fool around with touchdown ends on the first possession, field goal doesn't, etc., where you have it right now. But play out the full 15-minute overtime. I don't think that the league would ever do this in the regular season, but the truth is that the number of overtime games during the course of a season, if you eliminated preseason overtimes, if you eliminated another preseason game, which I think is coming anyway. Now, if that comes, it may be at the expense of, or to me, at the positive expense of another regular season game, an 18th regular season game. But if you eliminated preseason overtimes and another preseason game, you know, the number of overtime games on average a team plays is one a year. That's the average. So what are we talking about here? One extra 15-minute quarter during the course of the regular season? Really? Is that, can somebody really prove to me that that extra 15 minutes, that one time a year, is really a massive safety issue? In the postseason, you're playing for, you know, by the way, the reason I would keep the rule the same in the regular season is there are regular season games that are de facto playoff games. And, you know, you can speak to games late in the season that essentially mean going to the playoffs or going home. But I don't think they'll do that. I think the regular season will be treated differently, and I would be okay with that, but I am definitely in favor of a change to the playoff rule for overtime games. I want a 15-minute overtime period. Play it to its completion. And one of the main reasons, and I thought about this yesterday, is right now, your strategy changes when you get to overtime and only a touchdown beats you on that first drive. Your strategy can change, I would say. It may not change, but it can change. And the change would be, well, we can give up plays here. We can play bend, don't break, even if that's not our style, even if that's not the way we played the 60 minutes of regulation. We cannot give up the big play because a touchdown, it's over. We can give them 35, 40 yards in a field goal attempt, but we cannot give up the big play. And NFL people will tell you that, yes, that overtime strategy on defense does change a little bit. It can change. I want the game played the way the game's been played for 60 minutes. And I want a 15-minute overtime. And for the one out of every couple of years that you end up with an overtime game in the postseason, or two overtime games in the postseason. We've had 11 since 2010, okay? So since 2010, we've had 11. So we've had 11 playoff overtime games in 12 playoff seasons. Well, now, we still have three games left in this particular postseason. So an average of one playoff game a year, I'm okay with a full 15-minute overtime game from a safety standpoint. It's much better for the fans, and it's much more fair for the teams that have battled it out for 4 months, and their season comes down to, in a game like Sunday's, literally a coin toss. And again, I would suggest, and this is just my answer, I have not seen anybody do any kind of significant data retrieval. We know this, that the regular season is more of a 50, Lewis Riddick, 21.5%. If you take in the playoff numbers there, it's much less than 21.5% for regular season coin toss winners winning the game on the opening drive. Okay, so it's not as big of an issue. But 10 out of 11 in the postseason, I think, has to be because you've got your best teams with your best quarterbacks more often than not. that are tough to stop at the end of a game, you know, 60 minutes after a game, you know, three and a half hours after a game starts. I am in favor of playing out the full 15-minute overtime. In the postseason, I would be in favor of it. In the regular season as well, I just don't think it will happen in the regular season. And my guess is, as they did in 2010 when they made the overtime rule different for the postseason than for the regular season, and then they adopted the postseason rule in 2012, I believe that we will get a change to the overtime rule for the postseason in this offseason. And I think it's going to be, we're going to play out a full 15-minute overtime. The spot-and-choose Ravens thing is dumb, in my opinion. Playing to 8 points, I don't like either. The only other way to do it would just to say, if the team that wins the toss takes the ball and scores a touchdown, the other team is guaranteed a follow-up possession. You could do that as well. Just give me football for 15 minutes. Give it to me for 15 minutes, and let's see what happens at the end of it. That would be playing like an additional fourth quarter of, you know, normal strategy football. Nothing would change. Nothing would change until the end, but again, it would be the same as the end of the fourth quarter because a tie would send it to an extra overtime period as well. What do you think? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I want Brendan's thoughts on it when we come back as well. What do you want to see done with the overtime rule? Before we get to that, I want to tell you about Loan Pronto. Home values here in this market certainly have been skyrocketing. That means right now is the best time to take some cash out of your home's equity. Call Loan Pronto now. They can fast track your home refi and get you a check for 50, 60, 70 grand or more. And if you call now, Loan Pronto can even pay your closing costs. It's so easy and you walk away with a big check. Get cash out now, pay off your high interest credit cards. Imagine being credit card debt free for this new year. You can consolidate other loans. You can pay off all of your expenses. Get your finances in great shape for 2022. Lots of people are getting cash out of their equity now to fix up their home, new kitchen, new bathroom, etc. Listen, your home's value is way up. You can get a new mortgage rate right now with an APR in the twos. Now's the time to access that equity while rates are still very low. Loan Pronto's refis can close in 2 weeks, and the process is so easy. Call Loan Pronto now. Put that equity in your home to work towards financial freedom. Do it now. You can even skip your next two house payments altogether. Call them at 571-775-1810. That's 571-775-1810. 571-775-1810. Loan Pronto is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval. Not all loans apply. NMLS, consumeraccess.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.